Thank you, Dr. Everett, and thank you all of you for being here in such a difficult day in San Francisco. I don't have any relationship to disclose. I have done this work with Dr. Angela Ruiz from the University of El Rosario as well, and with Dr. Juan Botero from the World Justice Project. As we all know, there are many individual and social characteristics that have been associated with health outcomes. The social characteristics that have been thoroughly studied are the economic and the cultural characteristics of the environment. With the legal characteristics, the research is not quite there yet, on my view. There are some specific laws that for sure have shown great advantages to health, like for instance the use of seat belt or the speed limit restrictions. But then the influence of the rule of law hasn't been thoroughly studied. The rule of law understood as the rule as the role of the overall legal and institutional framework of countries. So the objective of this study was to evaluate the association between the country's adherence to the rule of law and public health indicators, in particular infant mortality rate, maternal mortality rate, and life expectancy. It's a very simple study, but I think very powerful as well. We see here the population, the study population. We included 96 countries from all the continents. These 96 countries represent around 94% of the world population. They are representative of high income, middle income, and low income countries. And basically, the countries that were included are the countries that have a measure on rule of law. Our dependent variables, or outcome variables, were infant mortality rate, understood as the probability of dying between birth and age 1 per 1,000 live births, an indicator from the World Health Organization 2011. Maternal mortality rate, maternal deaths per 100,000 live births, again from the World Health Organization 2010, and life expectancy at birth in years, from the World Health Organization 2009. These are the latest indicators available today, okay, at least last week. And we decided that the World Health Organization was the right institution because this is like the authority on health worldwide. So that's why we picked that, those indicators. As our independent variable and main variable was the rule of law. And the rule of law is the World Justice Project Rule of Law Index. It's a measure that they did in 2012. So here from bottom to top, they included 400 variables. From the 400 variables, they created 56 factors, and from then, 8 factors. The factors are limited government powers, absence of corruption, order and security, fundamental rights, open government, regulatory enforcement, civil justice, and criminal justice. What we did as researchers was to conduct a factor analysis with these 8 factors to see if there were various concepts underlying this rule of law. And we found that all factors loaded in one single factor that we call rule of law. So we decided to use the arithmetic mean of these 8 factors that the rule of law produces. Important to mention the rule of law, the measure, the rule of law, is given as the rule of law index, is a perspective of the ordinary person. And they use 2 sources of new data. The first one is a general population poll that was applied to a probability sample of 1,000 residents per country. These residents were chosen from the 3 largest cities of each country. And they use also expert questionnaires completed by in-country experts in civil and commercial law, criminal justice, labor law, and public health. As control variables, we included in the final models GDP per capita, the gross domestic product divided by mid-year population in current US dollars from the World Bank, health expenditure, sum of public and private health expenditures, a percentage of the GDP, and the Gini coefficient, the distribution of income or consumption expenditure among individuals or households within an economy. 0 meaning a perfect equality, and 100 a perfect inequality. We consider other indicators, like for instance the total population and other measures of health inequality, but they were not associated, so we dropped it from the model. The statistical analysis, we conducted a two-phase statistical analysis. In the first phase, we did a bivariate regressions of each of the health outcomes, which each of the variables included in the final models. So we have a regression for infant mortality rate with rule of law, another one for GDP per capita, another one for health expenditure, and another one for Gini coefficient, and the same for maternal mortality and life expectancy. And finally, we just have all the variables in the same model. The results. So each of the shaded regions shows the result of one analysis. So here in the left, we see the bivariate models, and in the right, the complete model, the final model for infant mortality first. What we found is that independently by itself, rule of law is associated with infant mortality. The greater the rule of law of the countries, the less the infant mortality, which was expected, of course. GDP in yellow, the same. The greater the GDP, the less the infant mortality. For health expenditure, exactly the same. The greater health expenditure, the less the infant mortality, and the Gini coefficient, the greater the inequality, the greater the infant mortality. What was interesting is to see the complete model, the full model. And we can see here that rule of law is still highly significant, associated, and GDP is also associated, but not that significant. It lost some significance when we control for rule of law. Health expenditure is not anymore associated, and Gini coefficient is still associated, but also lost a little bit of its significance. The next table shows the models for maternal mortality, again, the bivariate models here and the multivariate models here. And we see a similar result, rule of law here associated by itself with maternal mortality. The greater the rule of law, the less maternal mortality, same for GDP per capita. For this indicator, the health expenditure was not associated. And again, the Gini coefficient, the greater the inequality, degraded the maternal mortality. In the whole model, we see now again the rule of law highly associated. The GDP per capita just shows a trend, not even an association anymore. Health expenditure not associated, and the Gini also lost a little bit of its significant loss. Finally, the model for life expectancy, we see exactly similar results. In orange, rule of law, the greater the rule of law, the greater the life expectancy, same for GDP, same for health expenditure, and of course, the greater the inequality, the less life expectancy. But the model altogether, the only factor that was associated for this health indicator was rule of law, and the GDP only presents a trend. The other indicators are not associated anymore. So we can conclude that the rule of law showed an independent association with health indicators after adjusting for Gini coefficient, GDP per capita, and health expenditure. The rule of law showed a higher association and very significant association, a greater association than the other factors. So it is necessary to further study this association and to start considering the rule of law as a determinant of health. Why is that? Why do we think this is happening? The rule of law appears to be like the immune system of the society. It may be a precondition for myriad of life-sustaining activities such as the protection of the environment and sources of drinkable water, effective public health responses to pandemic infectious diseases, delivery of medicine and medical supplies, efforts to combat dangerous counterfeit medicine, among many, many others. Thank you.